Speaking of science, speaking of things that we wish we had when we were younger, we've all heard about it. I saw it demonstrated for a little bit at, well, I saw it at a national convention with the rest of you. It went by me at the Thanksgiving board meeting. I still don't understand it. But I do remember the days, as some of you might, of the $50,000 Kurzweil reading machine that was the size of a Buick. You know, right? If we remember those. Right? And it was just George. We've come a long way, baby. Let me give you to see how much further we have to go. And for a little demonstration of this, by a multi-generational demonstration, with Will Webb, Julie Phillips, and Tracy Carcione, and Samantha Flax, you'll be able to tell the multi-generational as we progress. Let me give you Pam to moderate this thing. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you very much, Carl. Good afternoon, everybody, and I know everyone's been eager to see and hear this demonstration. I just want to remind all of you that the reason that this is possible is because each one of you in this room working together and helping to raise money and to raise awareness. That's why the NFB Durnigan Institute, that's why we are able to work to produce our NFB Kurzweil reader. So thank you. All of you are a part of this development. And just to give you a brief overview of this reader. Now, keep in mind this is still a prototype. So what we see here today may and probably will change. The beta testing will start happening in a few months, and hopefully by, what we're planning is by convention time, we should have these available. As we all know, with computers and technology, things are constantly changing and improvements are constantly being made. So keep that in mind that I know many people have asked me what this reader will read and what it won't read. I know that as we work with it and as we receive input, we will be able to access more and more materials. Just to give you an idea of what it looks like, it weighs about 13 ounces, and it's about 5 1/4 inches.